Hachette Audio presents The Glorious Guinness Girls, written by Emily Harrigan, read by Royshin Rankin.
Prologue. Port of Southampton, 1924. There is a dull thump of flashbulbs exploding, and a light bursts behind us, breaking the soft late November afternoon. The newspaper men are here. A thin drizzle, a city drizzle, descends, gathering on the canopy of Gunny's umbrella and running down the ribs in small rivers. Delicate, less wet than a country rain, but dirtier, dragging dust and smoke from the air with it so that my gloves are spotted already. Gunny's arm is tucked through mine. Held tight against the excitement, I can feel like a tremor through her. We have been standing nearly an hour by the chiming of the church spire clock somewhere behind us, staring into the grey sea, indistinguishable from the grey sky, so that now, when Fantôme the Second appears at last, she is like a ghost ship, looming out of fog, the lanterns at her sides bobbing drunkenly in the wind. The sails are down, giving her a thin, spidery look. All those extraordinary triangles and rectangles of canvas tucked away. When out and full with wind, they stand in neat formation like pieces of the Tangram puzzle Ernest brought back from Flanders. He made me count them once, the sails. I said I saw 16, but he said I had missed some, and told me then how the moving and arranging of these sails sent the yacht forward and at what speed. He said they were a code that only the wind and sailors understood. It's when he tells me things like this that I remember he is a man with no sons, who must therefore speak to daughters. The dock is empty, but for us and the knot of newspaper men, who have waited even longer than we have. We wait, all of us, for the same reason, although Gunny and I would never say it. We wait because out there in the gloom, on board Fantôme, is a brightness that lights all our lives. 40,000 miles, Gunny said, although I can't even imagine what that is. They have seen Panama, the Suez Canal, Fiji, Yokohama Harbour. Gunny showed me on the globe, and I looked and nodded, but the names meant nothing to me, and even when I had all their letters, pitiful few for so many months, still they meant nothing. Closer to, Fantôme looks gay enough, though not as gay as the bright morning they set off, when I waved to them, my handkerchief fluttering long.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?